said.
He out of sight.
He said for a nominal service charge, I could publish a podcast tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
Who
you driving with that podcast debris?
Don't you waste your time on me.
The cobalt toast got nervous, and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the drawer of his editing desk, and he whipped out a recording kit. Now I thought it was a mixer, and a mic with a foam cover too. But he told me right then, when the screen popped open, there's nothing this box won't do. With the click of Audacity and the level of program too, he said,
"You might not believe this, little fella, but it'll truncate that silence for you too."
I said,
"Hey, brother! You're jiving with that podcast of me."
What kind of a kobold are you anyway?
Look here, brother. Don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste your time. You can't help me out, so take your editations and your levelations and cram it up your snout.
But I got like 7 hours more,
he said, and held up a thumb drive.
Yeah.
So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. I wrapped some headphones around my head so I looked like I was a pro. I said some humble jumbles then, and told him he was going too slow. I cut his clips and sound bites, and everything else I found. I had that sucker edited, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to take out the ums then, as long as he was hanging around, he said.
The size of the file has just gone up, and the Wi-Fi has just gone down.
Well, is that a real website or is that a hyphenated website? Don't you know? You could get more done with a scripter. So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it. Don't waste your time.